towards global peace. Religion and politics. Very often, religion is dragged into communal controversies. Time and again, political and communal disputes are turned into religious issues. This further inflames people's passions and deepens communal divides. As a result, many people have turned against religion altogether. They argue that human beings do not need religion, and that only by destroying religion can communal harmony be achieved. This, however, is an extremist response to an extremist problem, a secular extremism countering religious extremism. Such an approach is neither wise nor desirable. In itself, religion is not the problem. The real problem is the political exploitation of religion by certain individuals and groups. It is this exploitation, not religion itself, that must be challenged and eliminated. Religion has two dimensions, the personal and the collective. The personal refers to beliefs, worship, morality, and spirituality. The collective pertains to political and social laws. In general conditions, it is wise to focus on the personal dimension and to invest all efforts in promoting the true spirit of religion. The political and social aspects should not be highlighted until society itself is prepared for them, for they can only be established when the entire community is willing to abide by them. How should society be changed? There are two ways to address people, collectively and individually. Most prefer to speak to large crowds, but this rarely brings lasting change. In a mass gathering, the individual mind is seldom addressed, and without changing individuals, the building blocks of society, no real transformation can occur. The required method is to address individuals directly, re-engineering their minds. Changed individuals will, over time, create a changed society. Only then should the political dimension of religion be raised. This is a practical separation between religion and politics. In principle, politics remains part of religion, but in practice, its implementation can be postponed until conditions are right. This balanced approach ensures that the demands of both religion and politics are met, religion in the present, politics in the future. Without such pragmatism, the aims of neither will be fulfilled. There are two ways to address people, collectively and individually. Most prefer to speak to large crowds, but this rarely brings lasting change. Individuals must be addressed directly, re-engineering their minds. Changed individuals will, over time, create a changed society. The greatest achievement of a human being is to convert negativity into positivity. This is the real miracle of life.